As you heard in the bulletin, some projections by the Health Service Executive in a worst-case scenario have suggested that the number of patients requiring intensive care beds could rise to a peak of 546 a day by around mid-April. On Saturday, there were 88 people in ICU beds with COVID-19 infection. The internal modelling seen by RTE News was done before new stay-at-home measures were introduced by the government late last week. There are now 2,615 confirmed cases of coronavirus south of the border, 410 cases in the north. 67 people have died here, 46 in the south, 21 in the north. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers has the story. Fergal, tell us more.
Well, this is part of internal modelling of various scenarios by the HSC experts, and it has to be done when you're in a crisis of this nature. It is a worst-case scenario on hospitalisations and intensive care admissions, and not everyone concurs with it. It was done before those major measures taken by government last Friday on the advice of the National Public Health Emergency Team. And, of course, no one can be sure this will come to pass. But having said that, the projections suggest that the number of patients requiring intensive care could peak to 546 patients a day by mid-April, that the number of patients requiring acute hospital care could peak at 1,328 on the 11th of April. Now, this scenario projected the peak numbers of daily new cases at 878 by yesterday. But you can see we saw that there were 200, not 878 new confirmed cases yesterday. So there are reasons to be hopeful, but with a caveat, which I'll come to later. This worst case scenario says it was devised based on a scenario most closely aligned to the disease transmission rate and aligned to the severity of confirmed cases. And while this modelling isn't complete, the scenario looked at the daily rate increasing by 15% and decreasing thereafter by 10% in line with the social distancing and other measures that have come into place.
Let's look at that projected figure for intensive care, because it's hard to get your head around the scale of this. Over 500 a day when there are at the moment less than 300 intensive care beds available.
Well, this is a surge scenario, a worst case scenario. And to prepare the service for what could come, these modelling figures have to be done. And it's the reality of what has to be done. They are quite stark, certainly. But if we look, for example, at the latest figures, okay, so there are now 2,651 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the Republic of Ireland, 200 new cases reported yesterday, and sadly 10 further deaths, bringing the number that have died to 46. Now, we've seen nothing like the 15,000 projected, or even the 10,000 projected by yesterday. So that's a positive. But there are a few words of caution. 10,700 people are currently waiting for COVID-19 tests. And remember, those tests are being performed under the revised criteria. So you must have two major symptoms, a fever plus a cough or a shortness of breath, and be in a priority group. So your healthcare staff, a close contact of a confirmed case, or a vulnerable group. Now, as we know, we're no longer doing general testing in the community. The daily testing figures don't overall give us a full picture of the spread of this virus. So I'm not sure people can take comfort from 200 new cases reported yesterday, because realistically you could probably multiply that number by another factor. And also the HSE said yesterday we may need 1,500 ICU beds, and we currently have, and while capacity is being built, over 500. So the HSE also said it's working towards a likely peak, but no one can be sure, but a likely peak between the 10th and 14th of April, but it's not possibly possible to be certain.
Fergal, thank you. That's our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, with the time.